Good afternoon. This is our monthly board discussion session. It's December the 2nd, and this is audio recorded, but available for anyone who's interested. And we actually, I'm surprised we don't have any, no one had any issues on to come forward with, so I hope we're not going to surprise anybody, Dr. Adams. And if we do, we can always put it off, or we can see what we can come up with. So, and the first person on the list is Chairman Johnson. So, I wanted to bring up a couple of things. One is, and I'll start with this and then we'll move on. One is that we did make a couple of changes to the superintendent's assessment, and that is we did change a couple of the dates for June, and I just wanted to make sure that you understand we have approved this already, but we're going to approve the new dates, so we do need to put this on the agenda, a future agenda.
Okay.
That was corrected. This is the old
This one. Is corrected. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
So we do need to put that on. Okay.
Are those the June meeting dates?
Those are the June dates for deadline to submit the individual assessments to Ms. Stang for the board office, and the 17th, June 17th, instead of the 24th, is our board meeting date,
okay.
Our business meeting. So that is when we will approve the superintendent's assessment.
Right.
And we will do the motion for the superintendent's contract salary and any performance salary, which we have not done to date. But that those are things that are, according to contract,
okay.
Are always done at that time. So since we're not meeting on the 24th, the 17th, those dates need to be changed. Therefore, the date of June 12th needs to be backed up by 1 week to the 5th. So we want to make
right.
certain that what's out there to the general public is correct.
Agenda.
So it'll be on the next agenda. Okay.
All right.
And next is Ms. Jimenez.
I have nothing.
Ms. Jimenez doesn't have anything. Next is Ms. Disney.
Yes. my item is of the nature of the meeting times as well. My grandson started school today, and he doesn't go into class until 5 minutes to 9. So it will be difficult for me to make 9 o'clock meetings.
Okay.
So I was wondering if we could do the half hour later.
9:30 to 11:30.
We have morning meetings.
Okay. Anybody have a problem with 9:30 to 11:30? You're yawning already, Mr. McKenna.
Okay.
That's no problem.
Okay.
As long as
you're
on Tuesday.
Is that all right with everyone?
Okay.
All right. As long as they're on Tuesday,
okay.
I don't think a half hour is going to kill any of us, and that probably worked well for some, even better for some.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. And Mr. McCain. Ms. Simchick.
Well, if you will indulge me, this is new to me. And first of all, thank you. Everybody's been so helpful and wonderful, including staff and my fellow board members and the attorney and staff. I would assume that if I'm already being approached by the public, that my peers being approached about Veterans Day, school being big session. I understand, and I found it very nice to see the ceremony at Stone Grove and everybody was participating. But timing is everything. What would have been good last year may not be good for next year or this year. Would it be, would my fellow board members be interested in taking it to the calendar committee and seeing if there is a possibility of working with the next year?
I understand next year it will be off on a Tuesday now. It will not be a Monday.
I understand that, but if, as I said, my thought is if there are bus drivers, teachers, and other veterans who are employees and all want to put in for vacation day, maybe be to partake in this, we must be. It may be something that we need to explore with the Capitol Committee, and it's no way they can do it. But do you think, and I'm wondering, or maybe just in discussion mode, did everybody or did anybody have as much? Because I've had a legislator call me and they had somebody for the public. So I'm not sure, being new, is this, you know, first of all, I'm figuring this is the right way to bring it up. It may not be possible, logistically, with the time. It just may not be possible, but is it something we should explore?
Well, actually, I think Ms. Disney had. Oh, yes, Mr. McKay.
Go ahead. You want to?
No, I have helped you.
The history. 34 years ago, was it? Calendar committee put forth a calendar that had school in session on Veterans Day. People got out the port. It is the first time I had seen it. We'd seen it. okay, there's a calendar that they're proposing, are you going to approve it? Well, people came and spoke and said, oh, you know what? And I was right there with, you're darn right. And this board, five people, we voted, 5-0, I can't even remember. We voted it down. We said, no, go back to the calendar committee. We want Veterans Day off. But there was some, getting a little bit, because if you're damn if you're
damn.
We got a little bit of feedback from some of the veterans saying, hey, the kids are just sitting home watching TV. We'd rather them being in. I took a ring with this a little bit. Marty Zicker and I used to serve on a nonprofit board together years ago. I know Marty real well. Despite what he's saying now, I know he's getting crap.
Right.
But this goes back several years. I went to him and I said, Marty. And I went to John Darling, you know Mr. Darling, all the veterans, and I said, what do you guys think about that? You know, because to me, you got to have it all. That's respecting veterans. And Marty said, well, let me take it to my little group here. And what he has in the veterans of Indian River County, you know, there's a whole bunch of veterans groups, you know, one from Korea, one from this, one from that, or whatever. Marty said, let me take it back to them, and it won't be anything formal, but I'll just, you know, see what they all think. And he called, I forgot about it. He called me a month or two later. As a matter of just getting back to you on that point, he said, it's kind of what I thought. He said, so it wasn't a formal vote, but we all 13 people, he said, every single one of them thought the same thing. We'd rather kids be in school having you know, learning about Veterans Day in school than sitting at home in front of the TV. And so, who am I to tell them they're wrong? They're the veterans of this county. So I brought that information back to the board. We brought it and said, you know what? If that's what our veterans want, let's go ahead and have school on Veterans Day and encourage principals to have, ceremonies.
Plus, they said they would provide people to come into the schools for any school that wanted it. They would then provide speakers.
And I mean, and that so that's kind of the history. That's a little bit of the history behind it. You know, again, my first reaction was, no, you don't want to have school that day. And I'm glad to go back that day. But that was the reason. It wasn't like, you know, it was the evil school district saying we hate veterans.
And my purpose for bringing this up is it may not be, but being that this is the place we can talk about it, you have another veterans group, is Marty Smith and Representative Mayfield, who called me and said, you know, hey, and it wasn't from a children's group. You know, the students being involved. It was from the employees, teachers not being able to partake in their holidays. So I know, you know, 50% you're going to please and 50% you're not. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but since it's one of the first hot issues, that I thought at least I could, first of all say that I did bring it up.
Yeah. And how do you feel about it? I mean, you need to.
Well,
your first blush or whatever. I know Miss Dizzy wants to speak to it.
And I have been in the service. We enjoy having the day without our child. But that's me. Okay, I'm really, we had off.
You're on the record for that, you know.
I'm going to tell it. But the thing is that my child, every Friday night, he's ringing the bell for Salvation Army. He does his service, and he's aware of service, but that's our family. Not every, you know, and as an employee or as a veteran, I was off. So just being respectful to the employees, to the teachers, to the bus drivers, to whoever felt it necessary to bring it up, it could be a lot. Because, again, if you're going to sacrifice one day for another, logistically, what do you start chopping out? So I don't even know that answer. But I did feel that it would be the right place since it's my first meeting and I don't have, I have something to bring up that I think that if I'm getting called and I'm not even on a lot of people's speed dial, that I would like to hear, what did you all hear and how did you handle it? What was some of the, did you help me out?
Okay. We have had Veterans Day off as a rule until
recent year.
And when we had the singleton days where they went to school on Monday and had, say, Tuesday off or the reverse.
Monday, Tuesday, and had Wednesday off.
They had Thursday off and then had to come back Friday. It impacted absences one on the singleton day. And the parents were pretty vocal about why are we not having school today. Not just a handful, but hundreds of calls and emails. We We did have a good conversation with the Veterans Council and with a number of the leadership in the veterans groups. And they thought, yeah, we can come to schools, we can teach the children rather than them not participating in the events, which you don't see very many children. Claudia and I were at this recent one, and of course there were schools, so you didn't see kids. But we've also gone to the previous six or seven, and you see no children.
Unless they're playing the band.
Except for the band, right. So I did receive five calls about having or face-to-face about having school on Veterans Day. And of the five, after explaining to four the logic behind it, the reasoning, they thought, oh, that was actually a good call. One persisted in his objection. So I think that if you know, if that's representative of the community,
then can I ask you a question? When you say, which helps in my conversation out and about, when you say that there was single days, you're saying like if Veterans Day is on a Tuesday, you would tend to see now people are taking Monday off to make a long day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that helps too in when I speak to, you know, mm-hmm. and good thing, I had seen that lovely participation in Storm Grove, so the couple of people that spoke to me about it, I was able to say, well, they, you know, thought, you know, because I know nothing was of bad intent or malice or anything. So, I had seen that movie at the last board meeting, so I was able to counter some of the objections. So I really, like I said, wanted to bring this up to make sure, and as you said, you've brought it before the Veterans Council, and
it went to the calendar committees gives us
yes, as well.
We
so,
changed.
I mean,
as Mr. McCain said, we did change their recommendation 3 years ago, I think it was.
Okay. But now that you've brought up the aspect of our employees who are veterans, I wish that we had done something for the employees that day that they were actually working. If we had recognized them, I think maybe that would have put a different tint to them working that day. And I would have no objection to going forward that if it fell on a Monday or a Friday, that it'd still be a day off. But when it's during the week and the kids are going to have to have a singleton day. You know, what we learned at the superintendent's summit about TARP absenteeism was really astounding. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they said 10% of kids miss 30 days or more in a year, mm-hmm. which means that after 6 years, they've missed a whole year of school.
And that's a very good point. That
right?
I said that I could,
yeah.
you know, as I said, it's
yeah.
always good to talk for,
right.
for talking points.
The actual day off, the Veterans Day, no matter what day of the week it's taken, would not be counted in that
right.
count because we would have 180 days of school
regardless.
Either way. But that extra day the parents take off before or after really impacts student learning. So this year we are focusing on attendance, and mm-hmm. so I think it was appropriate this year that we planned it the way we did. But going forward, I would say if it falls on a Monday mm-hmm. or Friday, we could probably yeah. consider it being a day off, and that way those employees who are veterans would have an opportunity to go to the other
which
events.
Is a wonderful talking
school.
And I did want to add to that I think what compounded the problem this year was that we had teacher conferences
yes.
on Thursday and the students had off on Friday
mm-hmm.
and people would have
mm-hmm.
preferred that
mm-hmm.
and that when I heard from people in the community, their perspective was not only did you not give Veterans Day off, but you gave Friday off, and you could have given Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
mm-hmm.
was an oversight on our part, because we did, you know, and I don't know if contractually we have to give the Friday off after the Thursday conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I think that made the problem worse. But
mm-hmm.
I do think it's worth reiterating that when we give parameters, which are very few, to the calendar committee, we really do discourage the singlets because
mm-hmm.
of the way those days are taken off, and that really compounds the attendance issues that we have.
Yeah. Dr. Adams? I mean, everything is said is true, and I think that what I would say is we did what we did out of respect for the veterans.
Yes.
I mean, it truly was out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way that we can show respect? And the veterans felt them coming into the school. Now, having said that, Colonel Zickert did send us another letter this year that kind of
reverses how I felt about it. So I think we, and I feel like it's because for whatever reason he did hear from the community, just like Mrs. Simchick has. And I also agree that the Friday off had something to do with it. You know, you can take Friday off, but you can't take Monday off. And so the calendar committee met after Veterans Day. And they actually have a suggestion for the board to consider. I mean, after all this discussion, I'd like to at least tell you what they proposed. And next year, the conferences for the students basically fall at the same time. I mean, they do after, you know, the 9 weeks. So one of the suggestions that they have that they would be willing to bring forward to the board is to do the conference day on Monday, Monday night, which would give Tuesday off. Now, that does cause, which is Veterans Day. So it would cause a singleton in that you have Tuesday off and not Monday, but you could move your, instead of having your conference on Thursday night, and having Friday off, you have your conferences through the week, but you have your long conference on that Monday where the teachers are working Monday night, and then they would have Tuesday off, which would be Veterans Day. So,
do you really think that you're not going to have teachers who are going to take off?
Well, I think the chances of them being there are so much greater because it's conference night.
For some, yeah. Yes, but for some, no.
So, but the calendar committee was responding to what
sure.
they were hearing as well. So I just want you to know that when I had somebody talk to me that's on the calendar committee, and they said this was a suggestion, I said, well, we welcome suggestions.
Oh, yes.
I said, it has always been a very strong parameter from the board to not advocate for singletons. So you go into this understanding that the board has pretty strong feelings about singletons, but in reflecting on what happened this year, and is there some way we could change that so we're not having Monday, Friday off again, and Tuesday's Veterans Day, you know what I mean? So they did look at the calendar in a little different way and say, well, if we did our conferences on Monday night, teachers would have the next day off anyhow, and that happens to be Veterans Day. And just as a follow-up to that, another thing that the calendar committee has done is they've changed the emergency day to a late September, which means that we would have Rosh Hashanah off. So I think what they're doing is, you know, we've had these discussions now for a couple of years, and there are other factors that are kind of impacting them, so they are willing to kind of step outside the box a little bit, I think, you know, and bring suggestions forward that you may or may not choose
sure.
to do, but they're trying to think a little differently.
Well, I still have concern about that big night being the Monday night when some parents could have had a four-day holiday. And I'm concerned about, again, about the presence of teachers being able to get parents in on that Monday before the holiday.
But the holiday is on Tuesday.
I know.
Oh.
So they would have Saturday, Sunday.
School Monday.
Their school Monday.
School Monday.
Right. And we
school
have
and
high
and
degree of absences on the day before a singleton, right? Is that not correct, or was that just an assumption on our part?
No, I think there was some, you know, data to support that on employees' parts, too. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm thinking if you make it an important date
yeah.
with regard to conferences, maybe that would change
I'm just
that.
Saying that was my first blush, is that, you know, if that important evening conference is going to be on that Monday night, and yet you have parents who have the option of having a long weekend with their kids for whatever the reason, that's just my opinion. I have nothing scientific to back
yeah.
that up.
It's
just to back
an alternative to think about.
I would agree. I think that it seems like a great compromise, but the issue remains that when you have a singleton, the data shows that that's when you have higher employee turnover, absence,
mm-hmm.
and the same thing with students. And I think that it would be even worse to do it when you have parent conference nights, because there's a temptation to take advantage of that long weekend. So I don't think I understand the need to find a compromise, but I think that it,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the holiday, the singleton issue is not going away, and it may even exacerbate the absences on a night where you want parents to be there because it's parent conferences.
Yeah. I just bring this to you, letting
sure.
you know that that's something they thought they.
And I do like Miss Disney's comment about, you know, if it's a Friday or a Monday, then
mm-hmm.
we'll handle it. That's how we'll handle it. I will let it, that'll be a day off for students. But if we can have students in class, we have enough opportunities that are, to me, are missed opportunities, and we don't seem to recognize them sometimes because we're so compartmentalized anymore. And it's not our fault. I'm just saying we are. But I think those are missed opportunities that we have to take advantage of. Yes, Ms. Disney.
My response to the inquiries I received, I said I would check and see how did it go in the schools. Was there good participation? And I've heard that middle schools and elementary schools had good participation, but was there anything done at the high schools?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
That's important information.
I know Derby High School participated in didn't they participate at Memorial Island?
Yeah. Yes.
And, I mean, you know, they participate in other ways, but I don't know whether they had any veterans, and I'd have to check that.
You know, because that supports the position that we feel students will be educated about Veterans Day and have an opportunity to honor veterans, whereas if they stay home, their parents may not expose them to the activities. But we need to make sure that is indeed what's happening, is that each school has some recognition, and I don't know if that's true or not. So I'd like to have that information.
And certainly moving ahead, if somebody isn't, we want them to.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of schools, and I don't know the high school.
So if we could have some sort of direction on that before our calendar committee has already started meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm hearing from you regarding Veterans Day is that our preference is to keep students in school, make sure that we're taking advantage of the opportunity to get veterans into the classroom and into the schools, and not go with the singletons.
Well, and actually, I want to thank you all, because my reason for bringing up was to be able to answer people with an informed point of view. By putting together everything, that it wasn't a haphazard decision. The Veterans Council was given a say in it. Also, Mr. Colonel Zucker had one position at a particular time, and also that there is an increased absenteeism if it's midweek or not, between Friday or Monday. But moving forward, the board is pretty much... you know, we had a lot of participation. It was a wonderful, successful film, that film I saw.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of participation, but future, and moving forward, that on a Monday or Friday, the board is probably in consensus that we would definitely have that day off. And I think that's a fine answer for me to give inquiring minds. You know, if I am, although now, the longer away from a subject, the less questions you'll get.
Oh, sure.
But
sure.
I just, as I said, I did have a congratulations from a House rep, and then, but by the way.
Oh, yes.
So I just wanted to bring that. I was able to say that there was wonderful participation. I saw a film, but now I can come back with a little more information, and I think it supports the decision. It's a good way to look at it going forward. So I thank you all for bringing me up today.
Yeah, and I think to follow up on Ms. Disney's request, you know, it would be good to have an idea about what that participation is like from our, we know elementary schools and middle schools, but a little bit more information on that, and knowing what our high schools are doing and really encouraging them to take advantage of that opportunities, because if we are going to move forward with avoiding the singletons, then we need to, in earnest, make sure that the education is getting out to the students.
We have a principal's meeting next, not this Thursday, but the next Thursday. I'll get some information.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Disney.
Well, you brought up the conferences, and I was curious if we've ever had the conference day off on a different day other than the day after conferences. So if they're on Thursday, for instance, have we ever had the day off on Monday? Or what I'm getting at is if they had conferences Friday and then had Monday off, that still gives a long weekend and it avoids a singleton.
So where you would have Monday and Tuesday off, but you would have had your conferences on Thursday night.
That's just an idea.
Yeah.
of a way to avoid a singleton, mm-hmm. but I don't know if we can do it contractually, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's I don't know that it has to be the next day. Mm-hmm. You think it logically follows the next day because you've stayed till 9 o'clock that night. You know what I mean?
And
but in terms of planning
every night, that
different
entire
years, why it might. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are many teachers who dedicate every evening that entire week, the Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
Having said that,
I just have to look contractually.
Even what you mean it's contractually, I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of pushback if you're off on a 4-day weekend.
I agree.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you could, I just don't think you're going to.
So, would you be okay then if I take that suggestion back to the. Okay.
Well, that's what they're there for. I mean, they're there to. I think we've only twice given them direction mm-hmm. from the board, twice in the last.
Well, I think their goal was to look at a way to get Veterans Day off, so this accomplishes that same thing. It's a little different way.
Okay. Time for Mrs. Johnson again. And Mrs. Johnson would like to bring up the fact that at our organizational meeting, we had assignments made to different committees, and we only had 4 board members. We gotta go.
Wait, you might get something off here.
Yeah, take something off your plate.
I don't have my assignments with me, and do you have that on your list?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know Ms. Simchak had looked over these, and there were a couple that she was interested in. So I thought we should give her the opportunity for us to say, no, she can't have them. You are the junior board member here, so I know it's constitutional. You have all the rights, and you are 1/5 of this board, but we still can vote. So you go ahead and move forward now, Ms. Simchak. Holidays over.
Do I
It's like the freshman on the football team.
That's right. We're not hazing them.
Well, actually, I was hoping that because it is my old stomping grounds, the city of Sebastian, that I can take back PNC because it is within my district, as well as it is, I'm personally planning and zoning.
No.
Karen asked me if that's mine. I said, oh no. I said, I did that 1 year and I made like 3 meetings. Because
oh, really?
3 meetings now?
3.
I have kids and it's at night. And
I did see that this Thursday was canceled, if I saw correctly. But I would. Correct? Was the 4th is canceled?
I believe so.
Do you have this
choice? Is it yours?
Yes.
Is that yours? I thought it was.
Sebastian's
fancy?
Sebastian's
trying to figure that out.
Maybe it's yours now. It was hers, and it's now mine.
Would it be okay if I took that?
Well, it's going to be.
Tears.
They have it.
Thank you.
I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Honestly, you can have all of them.
I have to have more than one.
I'll throw a couple out there and see how it goes.
What
else are you interested in?
You should really enjoy the Bureau of Beach PNC. That's the stuff.
What else? They make Sebastian look really quiet now.
I didn't know. And again, it's a logistics thing. Would the again, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but would the city of Ellesmere PNC be okay, or is that something?
Oh, I think so. That's mine too.
Okay, I thought we were sure. I must be off on.
I have been doing it. Look at the results of. Where is it? Here. Okay, this is Disney moves approval of Chairman Johnson.
I have been doing it,
but 5 o'clock meeting is very difficult.
Okay, so would it be all right? I'll take the both of those.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
I'm liking you joining. Now, is there anything else that you have a burning desire to participate in?
No, is there a need to take more? I can't say no. That's how I got here. But no, I'm only kidding. But is the 2 okay for now?
I will tell you the reason I took those is because there was no one who stepped forward, and people who had been doing it now had conflicts. So I said I would take it until we saw what was going to happen. With an appointee.
Well, and
so
for a 1-year appointment at this point for me,
Oh, I don't want to hear that story.
Okay. No, next year's another year. But that's a whole different. But for just to come up to speed and to take obligations, is that enough? Do you feel employment with those two?
Or more.
From you, right?
Which one?
They know Claudia's team.
Daytimes are hard for her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's, you know, just for the one year,
now, because you got to realize I'm coming up to snuff for all of you.
You're
months ahead of me. And then, but I do feel confident that I can represent us. Those two boys.
I heard what she said. I just remember my first year and her first year. We all had to take
value adjustment board.
Well, I love that. I love value adjustment.
Do you mind?
Board.
We just look at that.
Oh, sure, sure.
I have been
on the value adjustment board. I'm going into my 12th year.
She likes it.
No, Karen.
I love it.
Oh, that says something. I'm not sure.
All right. So if we could, we again, Ms. Fang, we need to put these changes somewhere on committees, and it needs to be, it can be on consent agenda, but we need to make those notations that Ms. Simchik, board member Simchik, is going to be taking those two. Okay.
And I would be glad to be an alternate if somebody would, if they feel they were an alternate on way too many. I would. You know, if that helps stepping up, being an alternate.
Okay, let's take just a minute.
Would we like to do that?
Dad, you keep talking. You're going to be vice chair.
No, I just want to go my way, but I don't want to over and, you know, keep saying yes. You know, but I, like I was saying, if there's somebody is because of a lack of a fifth, let me put it that way, lack of a fifth person, that everybody was either taking primary one and then alternating all over the place, I would, if you want to put me for an alternate for one or two more, that's fine.
Well, why don't we do this? If we end up with something short,
just give me a call.
Yes. Give you a call.
Yes.
All right?
That would be perfect.
And that allows some flexibility.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That allows some
flexibility. Judy, I won't be at the next Beer Beach planning. See if you can get that covered for me.
Well, who's your alternate?
I have no idea. Dale, apparently.
All right. He feels pretty safe right now.
The sub.
Okay, that's good.
All right. And is that okay for now?
Perfect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Ms. Jimenez, you still don't have anything?
No.
Slacker.
I was reading all those policies.
I know.
Ms. Disney.
No, thank you.
Mr. McCain. Ms. Simchik.
How come they're not slackers?
I rely on you to be picking up on some of this stuff. You usually do that before I get to them. So
too much turkey.
Okay, all right. I think it's too much brownie. Anything else?
Do we have a record for discussion meeting?
Yeah. She's de-aggressive. Do you have anything we should be paying attention to?
For you.
Okay, I'm going to bring something else up. I hadn't planned to, but I'm going to. I'm going to only say my 25 cents worth. I know we're still working through the process with NEOLA and the policies, but this is just my observation, and I could be 100% wrong, but I feel like I have to say something. I really feel as though instead of this being less work and less time, it actually is more work and more time for me as a board member. I don't know about staff, but I am not comfortable, especially having gone through the process of NEOLA and setting up those policies, I am not comfortable with abdicating my constitutional responsibility for policies to an agency that we have to continually make it fit what we are or what we want. As I said earlier today in our NEOLA workshop, you know, my comments and my questions of Ms. DiAgresta, I've already been through the process. I know you have too, Ms. Disney. I've already been through the process of going from ground zero twice in 7 years. I've gone through that. This, to me,
despite what we started with the year after our election, this has been so much more time consuming. And I'm not talking about the cost, I'm just talking about the cost of staff and the cost of getting something done. And I constantly, if we're going to deal with policies that have to be put in place and staff has to spend time with them anyway, I would just like to voice my opinion at this point in time, as I am disappointed with the product we're getting and the amount of time that we're using. And I cannot believe that our staff and our board attorney did this once with Mr. Brown, and that was really a difficult time, because we had things that still referred to, as we always say, best Christian practices in our policies in 2007. So it's not a frustration with the amount of time we're putting into it, as much as it is, I don't think that we are getting what I thought we were going to get, and the more I look at it, the more I don't want to abdicate this to a third party. And actually, I feel like it's definitely a third party, and we are part of everybody else's cookie cutters. And that's just, if you want to talk about it, if you don't, that's okay too. That's not a problem. Mr.
I would just say this, that I think, personally, the way I think about it is, in NEOLA doing its job, it had to go through that first transition, and that was time consuming, but we did it. I don't think I can't make that judgment right now, because it's not fully implemented. Once it's fully implemented, then we go through a year with it, see how the updates go. It's only at that point that you can say how much. If we had to go through the whole thing again, how much more staff time would it have taken? And I just don't know. And the fact that all of, you know, we would have to spend staff time, it would be up to us to go through, make every change that that comes down from Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's much easier letting them be the watchdog of that, proposing changes. We still have to approve everything. Everything's got to have eyeballs on it. I just don't, the way I look at it, I don't think we can judge that. I can't make that judgment until at least a year from now.
Okay.
Until I see how it goes.
Like I said, that's just, I was expressing my opinion. Ms. Disney?
I'll gladly speak up, because I voted against
it. I know you did.
I knew they came from a national perspective, not even a Florida perspective, but a national perspective. And so I think I recognize that there would be board policies that were foreign to us in the way that they looked and the way they sounded and where they had where the emphasis was. And we've all seen that. And we've seen the amount of work that staff had to do. I think the decision to do this, for me, was largely based on the amount of procedure work that needed to be done. And that's work that the board doesn't do. That's work that the staff does. And we had so many new staff and so many staff that were unfamiliar with their positions that it was monumental, the task of addressing the procedure work. So for that reason, I'm glad that we did it this way, because those procedures will be up to date. But the public put so much pressure on us with the amount of money we spent the year on legal services the year that we did our policies, and a great deal of the money that went out was to legal services, was for policies. Probably if you took and added the NEOLA money to our legal services now, you could come up with pretty much the same figures. That's what I haven't done the math, but I think it'll be about that. So we may have taken some heat off of ourselves from that aspect, but I do see the staff doing so much more work this time around. Because when we did it the first time, we sat here from ground zero and crafted policy.
And Ms. McKay, did you think this took a long time? It took us probably half a year longer.
But I found my studying to be longer now, because I didn't craft it from the start, so I'm having to do a lot of cross-checking and figure out, well, what does this actually mean? Because it's not in the language that we developed the first time around. So as we go forward, I mean, we're in it now. Now the policies are nearly finished. The procedures are they nearly finished?
The procedures? They're working on them, but that's a very long, tedious process as well.
I would probably not agree with going with them the next time we deal forward. I don't think I would want to go forward.
How long was our contract with them? 2 years?
Yeah, the first year was going through policy, and the second year was to get administrative procedures in place.
Yeah.
And I guess what I would say about it is, in my years in looking at school board policy, I don't think there are very many people that know board policy and necessarily understand it. And I think at least what this offers is a more user-friendly to be able to search for information. You know, it is online. It provides a way to dig in and, you know, better understand the issues. But I feel like Mr. McCain does, in terms of really being able to judge the value of it. And I think what has changed now than several years ago is there are so many policies. To have 60 policies affected already from legislative changes, we have so many more legislation going on and affecting our policies. The legislature, with all of the bills that have come forward and the impact that it's having on in so many areas, it's difficult to keep up with. So,
I know when I was on the board when we voted for this, and I think part of the reason why I supported it was because of all the pushback we were getting about our legal expenses, and that was really at the forefront of people's minds. But even during the process, I did have conversations with Dr. Adams, because I didn't even appreciate. I was disappointed that, given the experience that they have working across the nation, that they didn't. I was running for office when you were revisiting the policies, and I sat a couple of hours and watched that process. And the one thing that I appreciated about that process, as tedious as it was that everybody was on board with what is it that we have and how are we changing it. The way this process occurred, I would have thought that it would have been broken down into sections like you all did, and you break it down, you cross-reference, ready. Break it down, cross-reference, ready. Instead, when it came time to approve it, we had a pile like this of binders, and you just realistically couldn't go through all of your notes, and you guys know that I'm a little difficult on that area, and really, we had to trust that our board attorney was on top of it, because it really wasn't humanly possible to do that due diligence. So the whole process for the expense, I think, was not the best for us as board members. And, you know, we are at a place now where we have revamped it, and even today as we were going through the policies, you know, some of these may not be user-friendly, but it doesn't matter for whatever reason, and that's just not the way we do things. And it kind of disappoints me that we're at a point where, you know, we kind of have no choice. We're moving forward with this. So I think that, you know, I agree with Matt. We've done what we've done and approved our policies, and we'll see where any changes need to be made. But I would also think, you know, moving forward, when it comes time to renew this contract, that we should have a serious conversation about what's in the best interest of the school district in terms of handling policy changes, with the understanding that it is complex, mm-hmm. and there's so many changes, and there's so much policy and legislative stuff that goes on, that it is a difficult job, but that's our job. Our job is to make sure that our policies are in line with the values and our aspirations for our community.
And that's also our attorney's job. She is the board's attorney. I know people lose sight of that sometimes. She's the board's attorney. And I can only think about how many times that there were issues where, especially when we were going through the process, and she was, thank goodness, persnickety about so many things.
Well, I think if you just boil it down, that our job is kind of about approving, adopting policies, mm-hmm. and approving budget. Mm-hmm. And when we created the policies in 2007, we took ownership of them and we knew them inside out.
And we didn't move off one section before we finished it.
Yes.
So that we didn't have all this.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the one thing I found very difficult to work with. And I understand that, and I'm sorry.
So when questioned, it was much easier to defend the policies and to recall the policies and understand the basis for the policy, where this time around, I don't have that foundation for myself when I'm defending policies.
One of the things that helps me in trying to do, you know, work is how much it is interrelated, how one policy change affects mm-hmm. six different policies, you know, and trying to look at it in isolation, it's like tying it all together, you know what I mean?
So you don't think that can be done without having a vehicle?
I think now it's being done. Actually, I think it's getting a template. It's getting us to where they're all tied together, which helps us as we move forward. Board, I think this is your call in terms of how you want to do this. I do feel like administrative procedures need to be in place. I think that's a very important piece, and I think that will be excellent in terms of having all of that, having it online, having it consistency. And so I think the process is okay, but I find this very cumbersome and burdensome mm-hmm. as well. And that's why we divided into divisions to take a look at their particular area.
Okay, I'm through. Okay. Is there anyone who has anything else for the good of the board at the moment? Dr. Adams, you want to see if your folks are available for 2 o'clock?
I will. I'd be glad to do that.
All right.
So I'll go find out right now. Thank you.
So while we are waiting, Claudia, are you the only one going over?
She needs to turn off the recorder.
I'm going to have a recess.
We'll convene at 2 o'clock.
Is it 2 o'clock and I'm going over? Mm-hmm.